Yeah, it does feel a long time ago. Is, you know, obviously great memories for me there, but as you say, it does feel a long time ago. I think me and my wife were chatting the other day, and she was like saying, "Oh, you got Wigan soon," and obviously it's my old team, and you don't realise really how long ago it was. So, yeah.
I tell you what, they had some top players back then, didn't they? I mean, Heskey was doing well at the time. Leighton Baines was in that squad, and some other big names too.
Yeah, we had a really good squad. When our first one, they obviously had, you know, Antonio Valencia, and obviously, as you say, Heskey and Baines, and Kirkland as well was at the top of his game when I was there. So, you know, they're very good players, and you know, it's a good club, and obviously the chairman loves the club, and you know, he's very passionate about his football, and you know, hopefully they'll get back to the Premier League, but hopefully not on Tuesday. They get the 3 points.
They paid a few quid for you as well, $2 million, wasn't it, at the time? Did you feel the pressure of that, moving like that?
Not really, no, because probably back then when I did sign for them, that was probably one of the lowest priced players going there, really, so to speak, because obviously they had a lot bigger hitters than me there.
But it's still nice, I guess, from your point of view, to be able to look back and go, wow, look, they paid $2 million for me.
Yeah, it is, yeah, but, you know, I don't really look back and think that. It's obviously, you know, you need to look to the future really now, and you know, hopefully I can get back to that stage one day and, you know, help Doncaster as much as possible.
Was it a good experience for you, though? Because you look over the 2 years, in terms of appearances, you didn't get a great deal, did you? So was it a frustrating time as well as perhaps being an exciting time for you, a mixture of both?
I think when you get a little bit older and wiser, you probably think, when I was there, I'd gone from Bristol City playing week in, week out at the age of like 16, 17, so it was very frustrating there when I went there. And, you know, at first I was playing, you know, quite a lot of games under Paul Jewell, and then when you got taken out, you sort of, I was getting frustrated, but really looking back on it, I should have maybe just, you know, bided my time a little bit and just learned a lot more really, instead of, you know, jumping to Sheffield United straight away, which is obviously a great club, but, you know, maybe just gone back to Wigan and tried, you know, to work harder and improving my experience. But it's not to be, but I think a lot of players do that.
It's been quite a journey for you since then, of course, and you're at Doncaster now, enjoying yourself. What do you make of the start that you've made here this season?
Yeah, I think obviously we're frustrated against Blackpool. I thought we should have definitely got 3 points, if not a point. And you know, in this league, you're going to get punished. And you know, hopefully we can keep improving and take our chances like we did the other night. And you know, because we played a good Blackburn side the other night, and I thought we made them look ordinary. So, you know, hopefully we can keep picking up points, and it's important that we, on our travels as well, that we're hard to beat as well.
How much did you need that the other night? Because I guess if things don't go for you early on, panic, maybe not panic, but doubts certainly can creep in, can't they?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was a massive game, because obviously if the first game was away from home and you lost it, then you think, oh, maybe, right, let's get 3 points again when we get home. But as you say, the first game we lost and it was at home, which you'd obviously want to pick as many points up as possible. So it's important that we did get that win the other night, because not, you know, a few doubts probably would have crept in, because you're thinking, well, you know, we need to get pick up points really, because that's what you need to be doing. And it's going to places like Wigan, you know, it's going to be a tough place to go.
What about for you this season? Is it a different kind of role for you? Already you've played a few different systems, haven't you? But is there a different responsibility on you this year?
Probably not, no. I think the manager, I think I feel a bit more free probably, if that's the only difference this year. I think the manager has given us forward players to, you know, a bit more license to go and, you know, trying to affect the game a lot more. Last year we were sort of like strict 4-4-2, stay in your position and all that sort of thing. So I think it's important that you know, that we continue to do that, and we're improving. We're very good without the ball, and you know, as you've seen, we are looking to pass it as well.
And greater competition perhaps in your area of the park. You've got quite a few players that can play that role now.
Yeah, definitely. I think, well, we've brought in two wingers, obviously Forrester and Duffy as well, so they're good players, and you know, Coppinger's a good player, and we've got Bennett as well, so it's always going to be tough to obviously keep your place, but you know, hopefully I can do that.
And the away form last season was just terrific, wasn't it? You're by far the best away form. I guess it'd be a challenge to try and get that again this time, but are you confident these days of going away from home, even though you've taken the step up?
Yeah, definitely. We've brought in quality players. You know, we brought Wellens back, and you know, I think he's made a massive difference for us. He's steady on the ball, and he's, you know, he's got great experience, so I think he's made a huge difference. And I think with the players that we had last year, I think majority of us don't really, you know, ability wise we shouldn't have been playing League One, but we were obviously there for a purpose and for a reason. So I think we're confident that we can go away and we're going to go into every game, you know, wanting to win it.
And to bring it back round to Wigan, do you see them as one of the favourites this year? You have to, don't you, with the squad they've got and the money they've got?
Yeah, they should do. Yeah, they've just come down for all the teams from down the Premier League. They've all strengthened, and you know, they see they're still buying players now of, you know, obviously way out of our bracket at Doncaster. So they got to be one of the favourites, yeah, of course.
Do you think maybe it might be a good time to get them? Obviously, they've lost at Bournemouth. They'll want a response, but I guess for them, they're just trying to feel their way, aren't they, in the Championship?
Yeah, I think I don't think, you know, a lot of teams that get relegated, they don't take the league for granted because they know how difficult it is to get out of, and it is a tough, tough league, and you know, anyone can beat anyone on their day, and you know, hopefully we can cause an upset on Tuesday.